We appreciate you visiting the Chapman Highway Church of Christ website. Let's take just a few minutes and listen to Tim Shepherd, our local evangelist, as he gives us something to think about.
Once there was an emperor in the Far East who decided to do something different in choosing a successor. He gathered all the young people together and told them that from among them he was going to choose the one who would succeed him as the emperor. The emperor gave to each of these young people a seed. He told them that it was a very special seed, and that they were to go home and to plant it, to water it, and to bring it back 1 year from that day, and he would judge among all of the plants as to who would be his successor. There was a young boy named Ling who took his seed. He took it home, he planted it, he watered it, and he carefully observed to see what would grow, but there was nothing. 1 year had passed, and it was time for Ling to take his plant back to the palace to be presented before the emperor. As he got to the palace, he saw all the other young people and the various plants that they had and how beautiful that they were, but all Ling had was a pot with dirt. All the children just looked at Ling and laughed. When the emperor arrived, he surveyed all of the plants and trees and the flowers, but all of a sudden the emperor spotted Ling at the back of the room with that empty pot. He ordered his guards to bring him to the front. The emperor asked him his name, and all the kids were laughing and making fun of Ling. The emperor asked them to quieten down. He looked at Ling and then announced to the crowd, "Behold, your new emperor. His name is Ling." The emperor said, "1 year ago today, I gave everyone here a seed. I told you to take the seed, plant it, water it, and bring it back to me today. But I gave you all boiled seeds, which would not grow. All of you except Ling have brought me trees and plants and flowers. When you found that your seed would not grow, you substituted another seed for it." Ling was the only one with the courage and the honesty to bring me a pot with my seed in it. Therefore, he is the one who will be the new emperor. How sad it is that many people today disregard God's word and want to replace it with something they think is bigger and better. But my friend, there is no substitute for the word of the Lord. In Luke chapter 8, verses 11 through 15, as Jesus explains the parable of the sower, Jesus says, "Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. There are those who want nothing to do with God's word, and therefore replace it with all kinds of various things." In Luke chapter 8 and verse number 13, Jesus describes those that are on the rock, are those who when they hear receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. There are those who like the word of God to a point, and when it gets difficult for them, they will replace it with something that is not so offensive. In Luke 8 and verse 14, Jesus describes that which is among thorns. He says, "Are those who, when they hear, have heard, go out and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of life and bring no fruit to maturity. There are those who like the word of God, and when it gets in the way, they will replace it with something that will allow them what they want." Luke 8 and verse number 15, Jesus describes the good ground. "Are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience." There are some who are like the boy Ling in our story, who take the seed given them by the Lord and let it do the work that it was intended. My friend, the Word of God will always produce what it is intended to, and let us never try to supplant it with something better to our liking. Just something to think about.